USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's accusing former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein of illegal and treasonous acts. That after a 60 Minutes interview in which McCabe said that Rosenstein did offer to wear a wire to record President Trump as they were considering invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein's denied that. Trump says McCabe was fired for lying and that it looks like he and Rosenstein were planning an illegal act. Empire actor Jussie Smollett and his lawyers are denying claims that the actor was behind the racist and homophobic assault that he reported to Chicago police. Police say the two suspects have ties to the actor, and the two brothers told them Smollett planned the attack and paid them to participate. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
This time it's Oakland, California public school teachers who are planning to strike on Thursday if a deal is not reached by then. This teacher says,
I don't think that I should be throwing crumbs. I want the whole pie. I don't want to slice. I want it all.
The teachers union wants a 12% retroactive raise over 3 years, the school district offering a 5% hike. The U.S. has detained hundreds of ISIS fighters in Syria, and now President Trump is telling our European allies they need to take them in and try them there. Trump says the U.S., quote, will be forced to release the terrorists in Europe if Britain, France, Germany, and other allies don't accept the more than 800 ISIS fighters and put them on trial. U.S.-backed fighters are set to capture the last tiny area controlled by ISIS in Syria. J.D. Power's ranking of the most dependable vehicles again names Lexus number one for the eighth straight year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Another winter storm dropping snow from the Midwest to New England, making the morning commute a mess, but it is President's Day, so the roads have been a little bit less crowded than usual. Forecasters say most areas from Iowa to Massachusetts will only get about 4 inches of snow, though a few could pick up 6. Oil prices are higher than they've been since November, and with a look at the latest gasoline prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens, who says the national average has climbed 4 cents in a week to $2.32 a gallon.
That $2.32 is the highest level for gasoline in the last 2 months. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains the factors regarding that increase.
Last week, the price of oil jumped to $55 a barrel on some bullish optimism surrounding the U.S.-China trade deal, as well as because of the ongoing turmoil in Venezuela, which is derailing some heavy crude oil from flowing to the United States.
And a Florida couple very grateful when a jail inmate who knows how to break into cars comes to their rescue. You see, a man buckled his year-old daughter into her car seat over the weekend in Newport Richey, north of Tampa. When he closed the door, he realized the keys were on the front seat of the SUV and the doors were locked. His wife says a group of inmates doing road work nearby rushed over to help, and one of them used a coat hanger to unlock the door in just a couple of minutes with deputies supervising. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.